I'm Omar Mahmoud, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, the fallout of a Trump election. Jimmy Fallon clues us in on how we can tell that a white guy is headed back to the Oval Office, find out why Bill Maher thinks we should head to Colorado. Michael Che says even liberals in America are divided. Samantha Bee puts out a call to action. And Colin Jost tells us which movie plot this election reminds him of. All this and more in today's Punchlines.
The dust is still settling from the election, and I saw that yesterday a reporter asked Donald Trump if he's ready to be president. And he responded by giving two thumbs up. So it's official. A white guy is definitely back in the office.
What can I say? I think I know why you're happy tonight. Drugs. What else could it be?
How did this happen? Either Donald Trump is actually a genius, or Hillary Clinton hit a voodoo priest with her car.
This isn't good for anyone. Our democracy just hoiked up a marmalade hairball with the whole world watching. What we did was the democratic equivalent of installing an above-ground pool. Even if we're lucky and it doesn't seep into our foundations, the neighbors will never look at us the same way again.
Donald Trump is now the oldest person ever elected president and has never held a job in government. If you're 70 and you have no experience, you couldn't get hired at Target. A 70-year-old holding a new career is not how president's supposed to work. It's the plot of The Intern. A plot which Rolling Stone called pure fantasy. It's like if America needed life-saving surgery and we could have gotten one of the world's most experienced doctors, but instead we went with a guy wearing a hat that says, I'm a good doctor.
Did you know this, too? At age 70, Donald Trump is the oldest president elected in U.S. history. Which means he shouldn't be surprised in 4 years if America dumps him for a younger, hotter president. It happens.
Liberals did not see this coming because we're too segregated. It's like we forget there's another half of the country. I didn't think anybody would vote for Trump, just like I didn't think a Madea Halloween would be the number one movie in America. I mean, who would choose that?
And don't try to distance yourself from the bad apples and say, it's not my fault, I didn't vote for him. Hashtag not all white people. Shush, shush, shush. If Muslims have to take responsibility for every member of their community, so do we. Oh, that does feel awful. Yeah.
On Thursday, Trump went to the White House and showed us how brave he is by meeting face to face with the man who founded ISIS.
Oh. Colorado legalized assisted suicide. I know what you're saying. Road trip.
Like a longtime friend of Trump says that Trump intends to build a, quote, wall of understanding. He also said Trump would put up some barbed wire of compassion and a roadblock of empathy. I need to tweak the metaphors a little bit there.
I mean, they're going to get rid of Obamacare, probably get rid of Roe versus Wade. So, you know what? Enjoy your victory, Trump voters, because when you're dying because you don't have health insurance to treat the infection you got from a back alley abortion you had to get because of fetal lead poisoning, you can say to yourself, at least I didn't vote for someone with a private email server.
But Trump's got other problems to deal with first. He may actually have to appear in court before he takes office because of a lawsuit against him. Of course, to remain impartial, the court wants a jury who doesn't know anything about Trump. So they're going to go with people who voted for him.
And
that's...
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.